Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our daily ritual. Two people, you and me, passionate about bodybuilding, training, fitness, improving the overall quality of life. And really, that's what we talk about a lot in this morning connection podcast. The message that I like to get across is how we can become better people, better versions of ourselves, so we can enjoy a better overall quality of life, have more options in life. And, you know, during this Morning Connection podcast, I used bodybuilding and training metaphors, stories, and analogies, but those are really just to drive the point home, to make the story more effective, because we have that mutual passion for bodybuilding and training and fitness and pursuing a better body, better training methods, better eating methods, right? But what we really focus on is how we can become a better version of ourselves. And, you know, I really like these podcasts because first thing in the morning, I get to kind of share with you some of the lessons that I learned in the journey and the challenge, the battle, the war that I continually go through every single day. And I'm pretty much resigned to the fact that, hey, this is the way that it is. If there was any time in my life where I thought that I'm just going to do a great job, I'm going to work hard, and then there's going to come a time where I'll just be able to just kick back and relax, enjoy the benefit of my years of hard work, I don't know if that day is coming, because we all just want to ascend to higher and higher levels, more, enjoy more of the options in life, no matter what we've accomplished in the past. We want new experiences, new achievements, new accomplishments. Is that you too? Have you found that to be you too? You're just working, working, pounding away, but that angst, that desire for improving the quality of your life, that never really ends. And maybe sure you go through pocks at a time where you sit back and go, wow, this is totally cool. But before you know it, you're right back in there pounding away to get to that next level. So if you're the same way, then we're amongst people who think the same way. Nice, safe place to come, like-minded people, right? So you're in good company, all right? I like to talk about things in the moment, what I'm going through, because I know I'll have so much more passion and distinctions. And maybe sometimes on these podcasts, I get so excited and, you know, mumble a few words or say the wrong word, or I'm not so eloquent in my approach because I'm just so built up with passion. You know, that's exactly the way that I want it. If I'm going to take the time to debrief everything that I'm going through and do my best to share my life lessons with you and talk about things that we go through in this journey of life together, well, I want it to be effective, right? What I don't want this morning podcast to be is just some type of motivational podcast, right? Where it's just some generic story with some, you got to do this and you always got to come back and all that. You know, listen, I have been a student of personal development forever. And although, you know, those generic stories about life and you got to dig deep and you got to try one more time and be resilient and flexible and all those nice cliches, they are helpful. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Hearing those type of things while you're going through the journey is a lot better than not hearing them, right? But to me, they're just not as effective unless there's something that can pierce my heart, you know, hit me right in the stomach, whether it's a good feeling that, wow, that really inspires me. And I mean, I tingle all over because I can really relate to the story that's being told to me. It's presented in such a manner, so real. It's not generic. It's not just not a bunch of words. It was told to me with just heart and passion and feelings and transparency, you know, makes me tingle in a positive way. I love that. Or, man, it just is so painful because I know the message that I'm hearing is something I really need to take action on. And it's totally uncomfortable because I want to resist it. Maybe I've been resisting it for a long time and I really need to hear it. But it really does touch me on a really gut emotional level. And I really feel the only way that I can come across in that manner is if I talk about, you know, things that I'm actually going through, like the story that I shared with you about my frustrations about doing everything I can to help someone, and then, you know, they're pushing away, not being aware of the win-win situation. So when I wake up in the morning to do this morning connection, I don't have a pre-planned, okay, on Monday I'll talk about this, Tuesday I'll talk about this. Now, through my day, what I'll do is I'll kind of jot down some things that I'm thinking about, or I'll be cruising around Facebook or the bodybuilding.com message board, and I'll see some things that you say that I want to address. And I might have a list of those things, but I really want to wake up in the morning, whatever I'm feeling that day. But before I start, I want to tell you thank you so much for liking, sharing, retweeting, commenting on this Morning Connection podcast. Heck, on all my stuff, on all my posts on bodybuilding.com, on putting 5 stars on iTunes, the likes of anything I post on Facebook. It really gets the message out what we've got going on here in our community. It lets everybody know about it. I'll tell you just one little thing, a little graphic that I create about this podcast, and then you liking it. You know, the people who are just like you, who are your friends on Facebook, they see it before they, you know it, they're over here. So I will continue to ask to create this win-win situation. I'm going to do this for you, and I appreciate all the likes and the shares in the comments, right? So I just want to thank you for that, and I also want you to thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, my most effective, my heart, my soul, my years of being in this industry, right? Providing you with the highest quality supplements, Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your support there. So, you know, yesterday was a very stressful day for me. Let's use a more empowering word, right? Going back to all this motivational stuff that I've learned over the years. That's the word choice, exciting, right? Challenging, right? All these new things. I mean, the last 4 years since I started Mass Machine Nutrition is, man, the amount of things that I've had to learn, I've had to do, I've had to perfect, where there's really a lot of money on the line. So, you know, I'm not just some employee where I can do it and, oh, well, I blew it, made a big mistake, cost a lot of money. I guess that's the boss's problem. No, it's my problem, right? So I have all that stress to perform at a high level right from the start with no experience, how it was 4 years ago. I mean, you're learning on the fly where the stakes are high, right? But you got to have that confidence and that desire. And if you do make a mistake, you got to pick yourself up, right? And so, you know, yesterday was a particularly challenging day. And for me, when I was secluded so much as being a bodybuilder, where I was just really concerned with my daily actions and taking them to higher and higher levels, I really only had to depend on me. And I mean, sure, it helped when I don't know, you get some exposure in the muscle magazines. I mean, you had to do some negotiating for that. Obviously, with the supplement companies that I've helped out throughout, you know, the many years or whatever. I mean, there are there's a expectation of me to work well with those people, but this is just an entirely different level. And how it works today is you have all the different time zones. You don't, a lot of these things, you don't deal with people face to face because you get the best sources all over the country, if not all over the world. So it takes a lot of communication skills, a lot of follow, because you're, you know, a lot of times you're not the only person they deal with. So something that's important to you may not be important to them. I'll tell you, if you've got a project and you've got, let's just say there's 2 different companies involved, let's say, to create this one project. I mean, you got to send it to one to get their portion done, right? Then after that's done, then you got to get it back to you and then send it to the other company. And then, you know, they're not going to just put it on the front of their to-do list all the time, right? So a project that, you know, if you had complete control over it, like going back to the bodybuilding days, and maybe you like that feeling. I talk about that feeling of being in that complete control. I mean, it's a project that you can work hard and probably get done in a day. But because you have different time zones, different companies, and different people, a project that it would take you a day you know, now can string on like for 5 weeks. And then you got to make sure that everybody did what they were supposed to. So it's a lot of challenges along the way, a lot of new things. And one thing that I've realized is that how much muscle, flexibility, emotional muscle to handle the stress and the challenges over the years, how I've been able to handle things that to me would just drive me crazy. But just because I have put myself out there to have to deal with it, right? You put yourself out there, you're either going to, it's either fight or flight, right? You're either going to do it or you're going to, your business is going to go under, or you're going to just, oh, I can't handle this and just quit, right? And I can say that I've made a job to surround myself with people who are successful, especially in the areas where I want it to be successful, right? So, you know, that's what you're doing. You're the kind of, you're just like me. And maybe, you know, you're a few years or a lot of years younger than me. You're doing the same things that I've done, you know, my entire life by listening to this podcast. So I want to congratulate you for that. Filling your mind with this type of information, you're on the right path, right? Sometimes you just, it's hard to kind of understand how this all pieces together. And if you're a person who really pushes yourself really hard, it never comes together, not even remotely as quickly as you wanted it to come, but you just got to keep on, press on. And so when I tell you these stories, it's really important to me that I can break through where it's just not some generic guy talking about some generic stories. Because I can look back and tell me if this is true with you, even as you're listening to my podcast and hearing my stories about all the successes and all about the failure and all the things that I warn you about, the emotions and feelings and things that challenges that will come in your way. I'll share with you, you know, how I dealt with them, but mostly how I felt about them. So when you go through them, you're more prepared. Some mentor, some coach, some friend gave you a preview of what you'd be going through, right? So, you know, when I would hang around successful people who were at levels, I mean, so much higher than whatever I was at, so much level of understanding, so many years of concentrating in that particular area, and they would talk about stress or challenges and, you know, say things like, you know, if you knew the kind of stress that I have to go through, or it would be more generic, you know, Skip, if you knew the amount of stress that I had to go through, that I have to go through on a continual basis, you wouldn't believe how many people just wouldn't do it. I mean, everybody says they want to be successful. They say they want to have the things that I have, Skip. But if they knew how much stress that I had to go through on a daily basis, they just wouldn't do it. And I do believe that's true, because I do believe that when people kind of get into it and they have these challenges, they may not understand, and I can even speak for myself, that the challenges, the stress, the problems with people, the every person, every guy who you respect, everybody who has achieved a certain level of success, they've dealt with the same things that you're dealing with, and they continue to. Now, they may just seem so smooth and confident and successful that you may not think that, and you may think there's something wrong with you, right? Well, why is this, you know, hurt my gut? Or why can't I sleep at night dealing with this? Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm not equipped for this, right? And so they would tell me certain things, and I can honestly say, you know, like, what are you complaining about, man? You got it made. Look at all this. Look at everything you've accomplished. Look at all your victories in the past. Look at all the people who respect you. Look at all the money. Look at all the whatever, you know? And so when they would tell me about stress or challenges or what they deal with, I mean, really, I couldn't relate, because all I did was focus on all the good things that all that stress brought to me in my situation, from the way I looked at it, that scale from 1 to 10, the stress must be like a 2 for you. But you got 10 times, 100 times in reward what you've invested and had to go through the stress. Look at your life. Look at your success. You got paid back 1,000 times for that stress you put in and more. So what are you complaining about? Now, I wasn't so rude to say that. And I don't even know how consciously those feelings or that assessment of the situation was in the front of my mind. But really, that's the way I felt. Think about you. I mean, when you see one of these superstars, these mega multimillionaires, red carpets, limousines, pictures, press, movie star, actor, right? Who's your favorite actor? And then you see the paparazzi and they're complaining about whatever, their quote-unquote stress in life, right? And you're thinking, what are you complaining about? What do you have to deal with, right? A couple things. And again, I am far from being as successful as I plan to be in life, right? I'm going through this journey in life just like you. No matter what it may appear on your side, man, I'm pounding away. I'm hustling, man. I'm getting up and facing my demons, plugging away just like you. So I don't claim to be one of these super successful people. But I will tell you this, if you're, you know, on your path to go, you want to go down the path that I've gone through, you've heard some of my stories, some of the things that I've accomplished, and whether it's directly with bodybuilding or fitness or a supplement company or whatever it is, you can relate to there's some things that in life that you want to accomplish too. So for whatever it's worth, one thing is, you know what? And this isn't to scare you, it's just to prepare you for the battle, the challenge, the game, is there is a price tag on everything. Success, business, everything. And there is a price tag. And, you know, it's just how it works, life's a law of supply and demand. There are no businesses. There's no level of achievement. There's no bargain deals out there where you pay, I don't know, let's say, you know, a penny for something, and then you get this reward that's worth $10,000. There's no major deals out there. Trust me when I tell you this, and this is just to prepare you, not to scare you, is if you see somebody in life who has what you think is a $10,000 life, I am telling you this, you may not understand this, but they paid $10,000, if not more, for the life that they're living in terms of stress, wear and tear, dealing with situations, stepping up on a continual basis. I really believe that whether you realize it or not, or I realize it or not, everybody's paid the price. Nobody got some great deal. Now, again, if you talk to sometimes, this is what I don't want to do. This is why I focus so much on the challenges that I've gone through and I continue to go through, more than just say, hey, I'm so great, I'm this, I'm that, you know, because I don't want to appear that way to you. I don't want to. And what I'm saying is that I'm so appreciative and thankful I live this blessed, charmed life. You catch them in this moment where all their hard work has paid off and they're very appreciative. And they know that they're in front of you and talking to you, and they know that they should be appreciative. And so that's the only way you see them, or that's the only way they come across. And you're thinking, wow, there's a person. Yeah, they worked hard, but, you know, they paid $5 and they got, you know, $1,000 in reward. Now, I'm trying to tell you that regardless of what they come across, because that's just how it works in life. There are no free rides. And again, I'm sounding like a little motivational speech here. It's just they paid it in stress, putting themselves out there, sacrifice, isolation. So when you're going through that, all right, you have to understand that every great man or great woman before you has gone through this, whether or not you can appreciate that now that you see their great life and everything comes together, right? Some of the things, you know, maybe they were just born to do that, and they've excelled, but they are also born to withstand all the pain that they've gone through. You know, like for example, like with me, with my 6 national championships, you know, I may look back and think, wow, that really took a toll on the overall quality of my life, my love, connection, all those other things that I said that I wanted, right? But if you would have asked me that right in the middle of the challenge, that isn't what I focused on. I mean, I knew it was there, but it isn't until afterwards I fully understood what I put myself through. So, you know, talking to me at some booth at some expo after I won some national championship, you might catch me where it doesn't seem like, wow, all this success where I didn't pay the price. So that's number one, because you have that challenge in front of you. But here's the thing that what I came to this epiphany, you know, last night is that, wow, two things. One is that I can really handle problems and a lot of stress a lot better now. And you might think, look, here I am at this stage, you know, in my life and all the things that I've done, I'm still saying that. I'm still saying that about how I'm handling stress and taking on more and more. But things that would have, I would have lost total sleep, total angst, total calling up this person a million times, checking, worrying about if the sky was falling, whatever. I deal with things that, you know, 4 years later that are just as critical or even more critical, and I don't react the same way anymore. I have built up the emotional muscle, the stress muscle to handle it now. And the only way that I have gotten to this point isn't because I got some motivational speech or somebody told me this or told me that. It's because I had to put myself through that stress. I built the muscle by taking on more and more, constantly going into areas that I was uncertain. I just knew that I would work hard, hope for the best, and a little bit, if not a lot, of confidence that I could come out the other end, but not a whole lot of skill set. And when you don't know how to do things, as you know, it causes you a lot of stress. When things don't go perfectly right from the beginning with something that you don't know how to do very well, which is everything that you just do for the first time, you're not at peak performance, no matter how much confidence or how much coaching you get, causes a lot of stress, you know? And it's just the more and more I've taken on, the more and more I can handle. There's things now that I know me 4 or 5 years ago. I wouldn't have been able to have a conversation because I'd be so stressed out about the details and thinking about, oh, well, what does this mean? I mean, I need to react. Now, that doesn't mean I let my guard down and think, everything's going to turn out okay. It's just that I can handle, I'm a bigger person who can handle bigger problems now. And all that, those people that you see succeed, who they tell you about their problems, they make them seem so little, is they become such a bigger person to handle all those things. That's why they can smile and have a conversation and be so appreciative. And so the message that, oh, and another thing too that I learned is that all of these crises, because the more you push yourself, the more you go out there, there's going to be more and more crisis, more and more people to deal with, more things going wrong. And you got to attack everyone like you're going to demolish it, not only in that moment, but it's never going to happen again. You have to have that attitude. But what I've realized is that most of the problems, they never manifested to the degree of danger and emergency and life-threatening, business-threatening that I had imagined way back when, right? So I have this ability now to say, you know what? Every challenge that comes up, you know, I think about it, I hurry about it, I take it seriously. But now I have this thing that this too shall pass, or we'll find a way. And so instead of being totally stressed out on the 10 crises that are going on equally, like they're all a level 10, you learn how to think, yeah, that is a problem. I did my best to handle it. The odds are that'll never really manifest itself, even though it is a challenge. That's a 2. That's a 1. So instead of having, you know, 10 problems thinking they're all the end of the world, you just concentrate on the 2. And again, the only way that you can develop this level of knowledge, experience, ability to handle is by putting yourself out there. So if you're a young guy or you're just someone who's going to take your life to the next level, taking on a new area of life, hell, you can be an old guy. It really doesn't matter. The thing that I just want to pass along is that don't wait till you think you're strong enough. Don't wait till you have all your ducks lined up just totally perfectly. Or when you feel some angst or some stress, don't go, oh my God, I must be doing something wrong. I need to curtail things. I need to take 3 steps back, because if I can't handle the stress, if I'm losing sleep, then maybe it's not time. Maybe things happen for a reason, or whatever you do in your mind to to step back and not go forward because you're uncomfortable handling things, or you don't know how to handle things, or it's too stressful, you lose too many nights of sleep. My advice is just press on, brother. Press on, work through it. Because 2 years, 4 years later, you'll handle that times 10 perfectly, confidently, with a lot less stress. And those guys you respect at the highest level, they've learned that. They've pushed themselves through that. People who are massively successful, they've been doing that ever since they were 16 years old. And, you know, we can't go back to 16 years old, but that doesn't mean we can't learn that lesson and take it on. Take it on. You know, get that strength, get that muscle of being able to handle more stress. Because all the good things in life are on that other side. People willing to do and take on stress that other people aren't willing to do. The only way to be able to handle that, which you're dealing with, and a lot more, becoming stronger, better, more successful, is by putting yourself through it. So again, may not seem that way now. It may seem like the smart thing, the logical thing to do was step back until you're quote-unquote ready to handle it. I just don't believe that's the way that it works. All right, so that's the little message for today. That's our morning connection. Again, thank you for listening to this podcast. So many experts, so many people talking at you. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Thanks for liking, sharing, retweeting, making your comments, and thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.